Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1378, Finding a New Way to React to Problems by Allison Carman of AllisonCarman.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Thursday. Welcome back to Optimal Living Daily, also known as the Old Podcast or OLD Podcast, where I read to you from some of the best blogs I can find and get permission from. For now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Finding a New Way to React to Problems by Allison Carman of AllisonCarman.com. The other day, my husband was pulling out of a parking spot and we got into a car accident. It was just a fender bender, but enough to cause a significant amount of damage to our car. As my husband got out of the car and approached the other driver, I heard him angrily say, "You did not signal." The guy answered back in an agitated tone, "I did signal. You didn't see me." As they went back and forth, I jumped out of the car and said to the fellow, "You didn't signal." He looked at me, and I looked at him, and we both smiled and almost simultaneously said, "Thank goodness no one is hurt." Then he quickly said, "Cars are easy to fix. People are harder to fix." As my husband called the insurance company, we introduced ourselves, his name was Tony, and just started chatting about life. After about 30 minutes, I had to leave because I had tickets for a show uptown. My husband and Tony stayed and waited for the police. By the time my husband met me later, he knew Tony's entire life story, and Tony had asked my husband to have lunch sometime. When our car was appraised, the damage was more expensive than I had expected. I have to deal with the insurance company, go to the police precinct to pick up the report, and take my car to the shop to be fixed for 2 weeks. So it is definitely creating an inconvenience in my life. But since my conversation with Tony, I don't mind that much. I think about the moment when our eyes met and we both decided that we didn't feel like being angry about it. There was a choice. It's not that having emotions are bad. It's just that in this particular situation, it was clear that we could both be angry and suffer or accept the situation and make the best of it. There are so many situations throughout our day that could cause us to feel angry or annoyed. For example, a kitchen appliance breaks just before a holiday dinner. We are late for an appointment because we are stuck in traffic or in the subway. Our child will not go to bed on time. We have to wait in a really long line to fill a prescription or buy a cup of coffee, or a friend cancels plans at the last minute. The list goes on and on. In the big picture, none of these things seem like such a big deal, but each incident can derail our mood and sometimes can take us in a direction that snowballs for the rest of the day. So how can we be more aware of our reactions to the minor collisions, pun intended, during the day? Here are a few tips. Number one, the minute you feel agitation or annoyance, say to yourself, "Maybe everything is still okay." It sounds so simple, but it works. It gives us just enough time to stop and get our bearings. Because most often we get upset because we have lost our way. We forget the big picture and just how insignificant this one thing that is bothering us is. We can then see we are suffering unnecessarily. Number two, breathe, breathe, breathe. Take 5 long breaths in and out slowly. You can never go wrong with this tactic. It takes the energy out of your mind and into your body. It will slow your thoughts down and allow you to see the situation more for what it is and so be less reactive. Number three, recently I took up the practice of transcendental meditation and I find that it really helps me calm my mind throughout the whole day. You could also use an object like keys or a bracelet and focus on it, noticing all of its qualities to bring your mind away from what is bothering you and allow some space within which to calm down. Number four, some people like to make a list of the things that are important to them and keep it with them, bringing it out and looking at it a few times a day. If a problem arises that does not fall on the list, they immediately gain some perspective on their emotions. It doesn't mean the situation won't bother you, but it can help align your reaction to the importance of the issue. Sure, there are difficult situations that come up each day that will not be on the list, but if it's really not what you consider important, then you'll be less likely to waste energy on it. These are just a few examples of how we can choose a different, more measured reaction to a situation. It is not always easy, but always worth a try. It is not about suppressing emotions, but instead examining them and giving yourself perspective while you're in the midst of an unexpected or challenging situation. For me, what transpired in that moment after the accident saved me from being unproductively angry and aggravated these past few weeks. And that evening, I was able to go uptown, enjoy the show, and go out for dinner. And who knows, maybe we will meet Tony for lunch someday. However, if we ever go together in a car, I will put Tony and my husband in the back seat and I will drive. You just listened to the post titled Finding a New Way to React to Problems by Allison Carmen of AllisonCarmen.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I'll leave it at that. Hope you're having a great day. Thank you for being here and listening to me and for subscribing to the show. And I'll be back in the Friday show tomorrow reading to you. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.